12 miles away from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway rests the historic track Mount Lawn, built in 1934 near Newcastle, Indiana. It's a long way from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, but yet, as we look, there's a familiar face to fans of the Indianapolis 500. That's Vince Wells, the veteran broadcaster who's here in the capacity of a car owner and a father. We'll get a word with him about his racing experiences and the dreams he has for his own son. Well, Vince, I think many fans would be interested in knowing you cover the Indy Racing League, the Indianapolis 500, but you're a real fan of this sport. You're here with a race car.
Well, it's been more than just a profession for me from a broadcasting standpoint. My son, Dylan, who's had a huge interest in racing from the time he's been very little, and this is our first year in Kenyan midgets, and he's run the quarter midgets for the last 6 years, and then we got a Kenyan midget this year, and he's really enjoyed this first handful of races that he's been able to do.
Almost blinking our eye, we heard you first talking about him in the quarter midgets, and he did very well there.
He did, and I think, you know, sometimes they just have a knack, and he had a knack. He worked hard. He did a lot of practicing, a lot of work away from the racetrack, and so had the ups and downs, as you always do with anybody that starts out doing anything when they're seven, but he had a great year last year and won championships in both his cars, and he was ready to move on and do something different, and certainly the Kenyan midget has been a big jump, but has provided us a great challenge, and he's really had a good time with it.
He's gotten better and better, and he put together a great race a week ago.
Finished third last week, and battling up there with Dakota Armstrong was behind him, and with Fitzpatrick and Hamilton and Burdett up in front of him. So he really got a good test and felt like he was in the mix, and he's not quite there yet. I mean, it's only he's run four races, so he doesn't quite have the experience to battle with some of those guys that are running sprint cars or have been doing this for a year or so. But we've been really happy with the job he's done, and kind of our goal each week is just to get a little better each week, and each week he's gotten out of the car and felt like he's improved that particular night. So far, mission accomplished.
You've experienced the thrill of watching the start of the Indianapolis 500, all the excitement there, the tremendous finish last year, obviously between Sam Hornish and Marco Andretti, and I can't help but thinking as a dad, you're wondering in the back of your mind, could that be my son one day?
Well, you know, I get asked that question a lot, and sure, that would be great. I think back to Ned Jarrett, seeing Dale Jarrett win at the Brickyard and being a part of that broadcast, but you know, more than anything, I try to get him to understand that he's only, and get him to live each day as a 13-year-old, and to not wish your days away, but just to enjoy being 13 and having the blessing of being able to do what you love to do. I do get asked that question a lot, but more than anything, I want him to enjoy being a kid and being privileged and blessed enough to do what he dreams about doing. And then, you know, all those other days down the road will take care of themselves. But it's just neat to be able to see your kids, whether they're racing or playing soccer or basketball or whatever, to enjoy and experiencing their passion, and certainly racing is Dylan's passion, and it's been great to see him enjoy and have some success at that.
I've been able to coach my own son in hockey, but Larry Rice made the comment to me that in racing you really get to get in there and be with your son. You don't turn things over to a coach. You work on the race cars with him. You spend a lot of time with him in the rig to the races and back, and you know, Cal Ripken once said, I don't like baseball all that much, but I really like the long trips in a car with my dad, and I would think that'd be a big part of it.
Absolutely, and when you spend so many days, and we've made, especially back in the quarter midget days, we made so many long trips in the motorhome with the trailer behind us, and you know, before the races and after the races, you have so much time together, and you really do develop that bond, and certainly whether it's a father-son or even in this day and age, the father daughter bond that you develop with your kid while you're racing is a special opportunity, and we've certainly grown closer in our relationship as father and son because of racing and all of our time spent together at the racetrack and to and from the racetrack. And certainly it's something that I feel blessed to have had an opportunity to experience with him, for sure.
You have passion for the sport, obviously, as a result of this, and sometimes I get amused at the notion that what the Indy Racing League needs are personalities. It strikes me the Indy Racing League has a few personalities.
I think the Indy Racing League's got great personalities. If you take the time to get to know the personalities and understand the personalities, and you know, NASCAR has received that moniker of, you know, having drivers with all the personalities. Well, you know, I've been around a lot of those guys, and they're no more personable than any of the guys on the IndyCar series or some of the other series that we've run and experienced here in the midgets or the sprint cars or USAC or whatever the case may be. But they are marketed a lot differently. And when you see them on TV and you see them more on TV because more people are watching NASCAR on TV, then all of a sudden you start to feel like you know them. And then you start to feel like you know their personality, and you start to see some of their quirks and so forth. And I think you just naturally seem to think they've got more personality. But in reality, drivers from every discipline are personable. And I could run down a whole list of IndyCar guys that have, you know, the best personalities in the world. Unfortunately, you know, we've not been able to, and not as many fans have been able to experience all of those personalities and get to know these drivers like they have in some of the other disciplines. But I think that's coming. It's growing. And, you know, we've seen some great drivers and some great personalities. And I think that as the sport continues to grow and more people catch on to IndyCar racing, they'll start to see that and come to terms with that.
Given your role in the business, do you understand the business side of racing? Do you understand the media side of racing? Are these some of the lessons you're beginning to talk to Dylan about now, that it's not just about being able to drive a car? There's a lot of responsibilities outside the car.
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the things that I've enjoyed about this sport the most in regards to being with Dylan, is that you know, it forces him to grow up a little bit quicker in regards to the responsibility of being behind the wheel of a race car. And with the different sponsorship duties that, you know, we try to raise sponsorship, and even though it's not a huge amount of money, I think it's great experience for the drivers to understand what goes into making a sponsorship pitch, what goes into you know, trying to make our program attractive to someone to actually give us money. And racing is such an expensive sport that we personally can't do it without help from other people. And I think it's a great life lesson for these young drivers to understand and kind of get exposed to some of the business aspects of racing, and that'll make them better down the road when they're out pitching their own deal. So the media, and an opportunity to visit with some people in the media to talk about what they do, is just I think it helps to make them a little more well-rounded teenager, which most of these young people are. And I just think there are a lot of positives that are attached to the sport of racing from that perspective.
I think we need to let you get working on your race car.
Thanks, Pat, and thanks for all you do for the sport of racing. And I know that fans know you, and they know your voice, and you do. There's so many great people. That's another thing about racing that I enjoy. There are so many great contributors to the sport that oftentimes don't get the publicity. The drivers get the publicity, but there's so many people behind the scenes, or that contribute, whether it's an official or a PA announcer or a writer, whatever the case may be. And there are so many terrific people like yourself that contribute and help our young people and help this sport grow, and we certainly appreciate that, and thank you.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks.